Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Yes!
Julius Randle has just hit a three. The Knicks have now tied. No, it didn't happen that way. Didn't happen.
Not yet.
Yes. And the foul. Oh, my wife is already moving away. My wife is already moving away.
What'd you do? Put a tracker on her? How close is she? And you got a little dot moving around the house now?
Well, it just doesn't like. I mean, when I talk like Marv Albert, she's like, I'm done.
Well, evidently the Knicks didn't like it either because there was no celebration, and now he's mad.
Yeah, it was really something that it was his final Knicks game, and he was a little upset that the Knicks didn't really do something for him. He said some great things about, hey, you know, things are all right. Everything, it was great. You know, it felt right. It ending in this way. And then was asked, hey, how come you didn't get a tribute? He goes, I didn't think about it. I was amazed how they renovated the garden and how spectacular it is now. Yeah. So Marv Albert, no tribute to him by the Knicks, which is absolutely insane.
Does he get kicked out if he tries to go to a game next year?
Oh, they won't let him in. He's in Spike Lee and Patrick Ewing seats. I mean, seriously.
No, but see, they let Spike.
Yeah, well.
Except until he left.
He came in the right entrance. Marv's going to try to come in, and they're going to go, no, you can't come in. Rejected. Marv Albert with the facial. Walk away. Turn around. Time out, Marv Albert. He wants to talk it over.
Do you think that's how everybody talks to him?
Yes! I'm sure. How many times do people walk up to him every day and just go, yes, are you Marv Albert? And he goes, yes. I bet you that happens all the time.
I would never respond with yes if I were him.
Yes.
Are you Marv
Albert? Yes. No, and are you Marv Albert? Yes, I am. No, you're supposed to say yes. What do you mean I'm supposed to say it that way? Just say it like you're Marv Albert, damn it.
Say it.
Yes. No tribute from the Knicks, and it was classy of him to say, look, I didn't think about that. I was excited about the garden, how well it looked. But, I mean, really, you don't have a tribute for him? James Dolan probably doesn't even know who Marv Albert is. Oh, the guy who was announcing the games? He retired? What's his name? Herb Alpert? Herb Alpert?
Wow.
You mean, and the Tijuana
Brass?
Herb Alpert's doing our games? I didn't know that. Oh, let me get my harmonica. No, Marv Albert. Oh, I don't know who that is. He did our games, and he retired. Oh, okay. You know what? Hey, Bernice, just send him a nice little note saying thanks for everything. I mean, really, the Knicks do nothing for Marv Albert.
You know, the scenario of hanging out and running into people on the street that you set up was going to end with someone holding up their phone yelling, make me a bicycle clown. Just say the line.
Are you Marv Albert? Yes. You? Yes. Really? Yes. So we're going to get more Marv, obviously. You know, he did the Knicks game last night, and the Knicks really didn't even care to do anything for him. So congratulations. Now, is it what, you know, hey, Knicks going to Nick, right? That's how it goes. All the big changes they made, Thibodeau, we need just one star. We're going to win the championship. No. Knicks going to Nick. No, we're not going to do anything for Marv Albert. Not going to help him out. Not going to do that. Not going to raise his microphone to the banners.
No.
Not going to happen.
Congratulations on a job done.
He is getting the facial. Marv Albert, yes. Oh, a spectacular move by James Dolan to not honor me. Whoa, no. I can't believe it. No. Mike Fratello, why did this not happen? So this is where we're at right now, the day after. And now there goes my family. Oh, Pam's got suitcases. She's like, bye, goodbye. I'll see you. Goodbye.
Yep,
she's
getting
in the car. She's saying, I'm going. Will, which finger are you holding up at me? Okay, all right. So that's kind of how it goes with Mark.
We're number one.
Right now, fourth quarter is just about to get going in Portland, and the Blazers lead the Nuggets 101-98. It was a big Blazers lead. The Nuggets cut away at it late in the third quarter. A lot of offense in this game. Not been a lot of defense. Future Nick Damian Lillard has 23 points and 11 assists. Meanwhile, Nikola Jokic has 29 and Michael Porter Jr. 26 for the Nuggets. And I got to tell you, Mike, of all the first round series we've had, look, all the drama the Lakers and the Suns have, we're going to get to the Lakers in a second. Of all the drama Lakers and Suns have played, everything, this is the best series by far. I mean, Clippers Mavericks is fun, but it's weird, and it, you know, neither team can win at home, and it's kind of head scratching plays. This has just been a knockdown, drag out brawl. And of all the first round series, this one has been the most fun, without a doubt.
Oh, star turns left and right. I mean, we talked about Damian Lillard a lot last game, and, well, his team lost. We had to keep banging the drum to remind folks of that in between all the hyperbole and all of the memes that started making the rounds. And Jokic has had some big numbers. Michael Porter Jr., that first quarter he had today, I mean, how many tweets and messages did you see in your social media or maybe texts that you got saying, wow, think of all the teams that didn't take this guy on. Right, and didn't want any part of him come draft day, and now he's picking up quite nicely. So, and all the role players have done the job for both squads. Some big gaffes mixed therein, of course, going back to last game, but they haven't all been blowouts, which is a positive thing. Right, we've had a couple, but every other series, like, all right, it's done. Right, we're moving on. I mean, how many games did we do? Maybe 8 minutes on. Over a four-hour show. Yep. Yeah. Moving on. Hey, he had a really big night. Good for him. And then you move on. So, you know, this one, hopefully down the stretch, I'm glad it became a game again because it looked like Portland was going to get out and run. What's curious is if you're a guard and you go in and anybody comes anywhere near you, you're getting a foul call. If you're over, like, 6'7", you could beat the hell out of each other and they're not blowing a whistle.
Mm. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets Swollen Dome. Like I said, it has been a lot of fun. And I mean it. Future Nick, Damian Lillard. Look, it's all in my timeline, Mike. It's happening, right? People are photoshopping Damian Lillard into Knicks jerseys, which tells me it's happening, right?
Every alternate jersey, style.
Yeah, it's fun.
They let him design his own based on his shoes. I mean, there's all sorts of... It's all over the place.
We'll let you design your own, okay? It's whatever you want. We'll go with it, all right? If you want us to be the New York Lillards, we'll be that. That's fine. We'll change our name to that. And everybody's going to wear Lillard on the front of the jersey. You get to wear Lillard on the front and on the back. How does that sound? And we'll get a sponsorship with the department store Dillard's. You can say, this is Lillard at Dillard's. Oh, it'd be great. I'm already figuring out.
Dude, a couple of max contracts, he might be able to take them over.
Yeah, maybe. This is Lillard for Dillard's right here.
Right, a couple of good max contracts and a decade worth of solid investing, including his own, you know, shoe and crypto lines and whatever else. He might be able to just buy Dillard's and change the name.
Make sure. Solid investing. Make sure. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon again. We are live for you tonight. A big, big night in the NBA. We have the Lakers and the Suns coming up probably about, I would say, in a half hour, maybe 40 minutes. There's still a long time left in this game. Still 8.5 minutes to go. Lakers and Suns not scheduled to tip until 7:30, but most likely it will be later. There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. Law enforcement are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night, click it or ticket, paid for by NHTSA. So a big wrench thrown into the Lakers-Suns game, and a fun one, because last night we left you with the story that it looked like the Lakers were not going to have Anthony Davis for Game 6 tonight. Wasn't going to happen. The Lakers were pessimistic, and it was going to be LeBron's show, and that's how it was going to go. Well, now things could be a little bit different. As Anthony Davis, as long as warm-ups go okay, and that's the big thing, as long as warm-ups go okay, AD will play for the Lakers tonight in their must-win Game 6 against the Phoenix. Wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry. It's just coming in right now. Forget about warm-ups. This is 20 seconds old. Anthony Davis, ESPN has the report, will start Game 6 after missing Game 5 with a strained groin. So AD is going to play for the Lakers tonight. And look, I'll tell you this. As long as it's AD and he's not the injured AD where he's clearly a shell of himself, if he can play his normal game, the Lakers win tonight. Right. I mean, this series changes every single game. It's like me as a Mets fan. Like, every game is great or it's the worst, right? I was such a low after they lost in extra innings the other night, but then they pull the big win last night. I'm excited. Oh, every day I ride the Lightning. It's been that way for this Sixers, for this Lakers-Suns series, is that it looks so bad for one team after one game. Then the next game comes and it looks awful for the next team. The Lakers were up 2-1. The series was over. The Suns tie the series and AD is hurt. Now we come into this game and the Lakers lose. Now it's over. But now here comes AD back. And Chris Paul is banged up, and who knows what kind of Chris Paul we're going to get tonight. If we get the healthy Anthony Davis and the banged up Chris Paul, I'm telling you, the Lakers win game six and we go on to game seven. It's that simple. It starts over. Every game resets because this is all about health. This series is a battle of attrition, and it's whoever is healthiest at the end is going to be standing. And I'll tell you, the Lakers will win tonight, and then it's going to be who's playing in game seven. Is Chris Paul playing in game seven? Is Anthony Davis and LeBron James playing in game seven? That's going to tell you who's going to win this game. But AD playing tonight, I'm going with the Lakers tonight, even though Chris Paul right now is going to play. It's going to be a case of just how much pain he can tolerate, and does he bang his shoulder and have to come out of the game. But I will take the Lakers in the must win tonight over the Suns.
Well, I showed you that schedule that was going around with a bunch of TBDs, and then the Lakers Suns scheduled for game seven was 8 o'clock on Saturday night on ABC. So I thought that was kind of interesting. But certainly for me, I don't think he's anywhere close to healthy. He's going to give it the old college try. Part of it, if I'm looking at it, is he doesn't want to be clowned anymore for being soft. So he's going to try, and he's going to be a shell of himself. And then they're going to have the agonizing decision of, all right, how long do we let this go? Look, I could be wrong. He could be shot up, feeling no pain, and ready to fly around
the
court.
Yeah.
Right?
That
you have no idea. But here's a couple of prop bets, because we were looking at him a little bit earlier. You kept trying to inject Julius Randle into things, which really made no sense and really just convoluted the whole conversation. But with a couple of these, I think you'll appreciate. Number one, will LeBron James get an in-game flopping penalty? That's plus 1,500.
Wow, really?
Just 15 to 1.
Okay.
How about this one? Will LeBron James stay in the locker room for the second half? That's okay. Plus 3,500.
All right.
So, I mean, if you really want to get a long shot in, and there's not a lot
I want this
that
one.
Include.
Can I bet on this one?
Yeah.
That somehow LeBron James makes an heroic walk through the tunnel to the court to play to a standing ovation. What can I get on that? Because you know that's what LeBron wants, right? LeBron,
yeah, no.
He is the king of drama, man. He always wants, hey, I am doing something superhuman. That he's limping or crawling himself, you know, to get to the court, and he gets the standing ovation. He gets.
Does
on
he
the
have
court.
Ecstasy of Gold, you know, by Metallica playing in the background, right?
He's
from the old Fistful of Dollars.
He's got one leg because he loses the leg in the locker room.
Whoa.
But he comes out and actually only has one arm too. And it's the opposite, right? He's got only a right leg and a left arm, and he still comes on the court, and he still is able to hit three-pointer after three-pointer, and the Lakers win.
You got to stop drinking all sorts of caffeine before you try to go to bed, man. That's just crazy.
The guy wants his drama. That's all he wants. Look at what.
But that's why those props exist. In terms of an actual prop bet builder, I can get assists, block shots, points plus rebounds plus assists, rebounds plus assists, steals, 3-point field goals made, or total rebounds. I cannot get the crawling to the court side. There's no reference to wheelchairs or anything else. I do like the in-game flopping penalty. I may bet that one just so we have some
action
on it.
You're going to bet the in-game flopping penalty?
Why not? For $5, let's go.
How do you root for that? Like, is this when he's back on defense and a guy's driving, you go, ooh, flop. I mean, how do you root for
that? I'm not cheering for it. I'm just expecting it to happen.
How do you root for it? But you're betting on it, so you want to root for something.
But he's got to get the penalty is the problem. It's one thing for us to all say, oh, get your ass off the court and play. Stop being a drama king and let's go and play on. It's another for them to actually call the infraction on him, which I don't know that they would have the guts to do.
I mean, are you going, oh, LeBron's the only one back on D. It's a 2-on-1. Come on, flop. Fuck. Oh! I mean, is that, I mean, I don't know how you root for that.
No, because see, and then his legs buckle. Like the, over by Alex Tyshirt's desk, our technical producer, there's one of those old toys, and you probably had them as a kid, where you press the bottom and the legs and arms kind of go limp. And the thing falls
to the ground. Oh, yeah, sure.
And then you release it, and he pops back up. That's kind of like LeBron James sometimes. Like, oh, look, he just...
I think a dinosaur that did that. I think a dinosaur. You press the button, and that happened to the legs, and you let it go. I think I had a dinosaur that did that.
Yeah, look, he fell. All right, now he sprung back up as soon as he got a call, or the crowd started to cheer him, or whatever. Or the other team got a warning for being mean. I'll take the Suns to finish it.
We got a warning for being mean. It's two shots on the ball. Being mean. Yes, you get one for being mean. Trae Young with the bow and the foul. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike's at Swollen Dome. Yes, we are full of excitement tonight.
Wait. Here's a great tweet from Verdant Babble. I disagree. Watching the Lakers lose by 30 is more fun than any of the Blazers Nuggets games.
Well, at least both games are on TNT. You know, Blazers Nuggets isn't relegated to NBA TV. So at least they're both on, you know, big boy channels tonight.
There
That's
you
pretty
go.
Good. I like that. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the U.S. to take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. That's discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations, they do apply. Well, we have more NBA on the way. Denver and Portland, 6 minutes to go, tied at 108 apiece. It's been a while since we had a great Johnny Manziel story, and we have that, as well as, are we just days away from the first female coach in the National Basketball Association?
Yes!
Don't let the cat out of the bag, Tyshirt.
Marv knows what he thinks.
Could we have the first female head coach in the history of the NBA?
Yes!
That's coming up next right here. On Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yo.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. Law enforcement are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night, click it or ticket, paid for by NHTSA. There is 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and things are starting to get away a bit from the Blazers. Nuggets with a 114-108 lead. It has been a big run for them to start the fourth quarter, 16-7. Nikola Jokic has 32 points for the Nuggets right now, and it's going to be Damian Lillard trying to figure things out. He has 23 and 13 assists, but this is a game that the Blazers led by 10 when we started the show. It was a 10 or 11 point lead, and now they're down 8. They have really gotten reeled in, and I'll tell you what, Nurkic went to the bench with an 8-point lead by the Blazers. He sat for a couple minutes. When he came back in, they were down. So you can tell that you know, Jusuf Nurkic is a guy that, hey, they took advantage of his absence, especially down low when Nikola Jokic is able to do whatever he wanted to do. And now it's a 6-point lead with 4 minutes left to go. Nurkic now with 5 personal fouls. Yeah. You know, you have to come out, and they've really taken advantage of that, because now here's Jokic now, who is 11 out of 19 from the floor, and he's got 32.
Yeah, when you look at Nurkic, he's had some great moments in the series, and then he picks up fouls in bunches. There was one on a 3-point attempt from Jokic a little bit earlier, and it was a great debate as to whether he actually touched any part of Jokic based on the angle that you had, because he's got the big snap of the wrist, right? The hand comes all the way down. So it's like, all right, was that affected by Nurkic or not? But, I mean, it's a huge call, because we've seen just this very thing throughout the series. When he's off the court, all of a sudden the lane opens up because you don't have anybody to backfill that space down low.
So we'll keep you updated here. Timeout on the floor. And again, we're probably about 15 or so minutes away at least from Lakers and the Suns. Meanwhile, it's been a while since we had a good Johnny Manziel story. Well, thanks to today, we have a good Johnny Manziel story. He goes on Barstool Sports' Bussin' with the Boys podcast, and he talked about how he made, quote, somewhat of a decent living by selling autographed items during his days at Texas A&M. Here he is from earlier today.
This guy comes up to behind me. He's like, yo, how would you want to make $3,000? I'll turn around like, Yeah, bro. I got like $65 in my bank account. I'm waiting on that, you know, beginning of the month, January stipend check. So I take this guy's number down. We're doing it all sneaky. We don't want to get caught. We're trying to learn from everybody else that's got caught. And, you know, may or may not have gone back to this guy's condo and signed probably 10,000 pieces.
He got it out of
here. He gave me $3,000. I'm signing these autographs, and this other guy who's like bringing the pictures over, he's like, yo, you're getting ripped off. Here's this guy's number. Hit him up. He'll give you $30,000. And I'm like, yeah, man, I'm going to make three and then 30. So this guy pretty much is like, all right, go to this room at the Fountain Blue. All the stuff will be in there laid out. And when you're done, just send me a picture of all of it. I'll give you the code of the safe. The money will be in there. I got to make a somewhat of a decent living in college. And
you know, we went 9-4 the next 30,000 year. 4 times a year.
We went 9-4
six
the next year. So if the NCAA wants to take my 9-4 season away and my Chick-fil-A bowl against Duke.
what if the NCAA said, hey, we're taking away your Heisman?
I never took a dollar until after I won the Heisman. And I think my statute of limitations are up, so you can again.
You know, of all that, there's two favorite parts of this story. My first one is that, how about you go to the hotel room, you sign everything, you take a picture, you send it to me, I give you the combination to the safe, you take the money out of the safe, and then you leave. It's like Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
I mean, was he hearing all that crazy music going in? Was Matt Damon there with a big nose? And he's going, hey, sign everything here. Oh, what's that smell? No, sign everything here. Yes. It was like an Ocean's 11 thing. Go here. Walk in. Sign the items. Send me a picture. I'll give you the code to the safe. And then if it was a real movie, he'd go, no, give me the code to the safe first. Then I sign the items. No, you sign the items first. Then you get the code to the safe. No, no safe, no items. And then the phone just breaks out, and then someone comes and kidnaps him and brings him to a hotel and forces him to sign things. That was kind of what that story was, man. It was like a real-life thing.
Yeah, there's so much to this, and he is so grossly underpaid. Like, if you're going to take the shot that it's going to cost you the rest of your eligibility, I mean, he completely got ripped. I mean, it's not even funny. You know, for a couple of meals is really all that first deal was. And even the $30,000 is so low based on what the secondary market was. Because you get $75 for the Heisman inscription, let alone what you're charging for your name. I mean, we're talking $150-$200 per should have been the going rate, because there was no supply of them at that point. Like, he had absolute control. And not that you don't always as an athlete, but other than once you were able to go into the draft and then you have the deal with Panini, you've got to sign so many stickers and cards on, you know, on the surface over the course of the year. You know, the way he's doing it here, I mean, you know what's legit, what's not in the marketplace. And if you're going to go down swinging, like I say, if you're going to fail spectacularly for $30,000, bad job by him.
You talk about a guy who needed an advisor, all right? And, you know, honestly, this is why Johnny Manziel failed in the National Football League. Okay, why did he fail? Because when any story came up, and you know, we talk about how guys have entourages and they have people around them, and they're bad people because they enable. And look, there's a lot of truth to that. But every time Johnny Manziel got in trouble, whether it was for an autograph thing or whatever, wasn't he always by himself? Or just with a couple of friends? Was he out at a bar? Was he somewhere else? Johnny Manziel had nobody that was able to sit around him and say, hey, dude, don't do this. Go do this. I'm going to be your conscience. I'm going to be the person you pay to be your personal bodyguard and personal angel to tell you what to do and what not to do. Every time Johnny Manziel got in trouble, it was Johnny Manziel and a couple of friends or Johnny Manziel. He's a guy that needed an entourage. He needed a Maverick Carter around him to say, dude, do this, don't do this. You know, he needed that. He never had it. Look at this right here, this story. He only made $3,000. Why? Because a guy tapped him on the shoulder and said, dude, Johnny, come sign stuff for $3,000. Yeah, sure, man, I'll do it. Like, dude, how stupid can you be? You're the first one signing autographs. You need more than $3,000, but you're a kid, so you go, yeah, $3,000. This is where if you had somebody, it would be, no, it's $30,000. Oh, all right, that's fine. I mean, because look at the other guy that says, here's $30,000 for it. You know, go here, go this one, sign this one for $30,000. I mean, this is a reason. The beginning, you see Johnny Manziel right here, didn't have the right people around him to tell him, this is how you act, this is how you go. Because you can't tell me the guy wasn't talented enough to play in the NFL, but he was his own worst enemy. And he couldn't figure out a way, because everything the guy did by himself. And clearly, at some point, there should have been some kind of intervention to go, Johnny, dude, you need somebody helping you out. You can't throw away your chance in the National Football League and everything else. You need somebody to make sure you're doing the right thing. And that never happened. That never happened. So here's Johnny Manziel, 28 years old, no football career, telling stories on Barstool Sports instead of a guy in the middle of a huge contract extension. People are going, hey, Johnny, you going to win the Super Bowl with the Browns, man? I mean, I know you got the AFC title game a couple of times, but you got to push through and get there. And look, the Jets and Baker Mayfield are coming for you, man. This is going to be some kind of opening week in 2021. That's what his life could be right now. But instead, this is what it is, telling stories about, yeah, I made 30 grand, you know, one time for signing autographs. That's why Johnny Manziel's out of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the proper extrapolation of you just didn't have the right advisors, right? If you're going to go down that road, it ain't worth it for a couple of bucks, man. Like, it's, you know, the potential risk there. And yes, you'd already won a Heisman if we're to take him at face value, right? If that was the first time and the Heisman was already in the bag, then, like, all you needed to do is Google one thing. And you'd see what something you signed for a kid after an A&M practice was going for to just know what the market was. Like, I remember when he was in school. There were some things that would start to pop up. And you know, you're talking like $200. But it, to your point, it's the larger issue of, you know, someone looking out, maybe, you know, keeping you from doing it altogether, which is, you know, if you want to go down that road. But now we're talking name, image, and likeness, and it's easier for guys that went through this to open up about it now, right? Because in a month, the game changes, right, to where you'll be able to broker deals and find, you know, the local car wash and car dealers and whomever else if you want to go sit there and sign photos and pose for pictures or whatever else. So I think, you know, he's shedding some light on where the underbelly was while, you know, poking some fun at himself. But also he probably realizes he could have been smarter about it, not just from the cash perspective, but the overall look of things, of maybe getting a little more guidance and a little more stick to it as related to his football side, right? That he shouldn't have been doing this stuff himself. I mean, not that you want to have a bunch of guys on the payroll, but you're the guy answering the call directly? Hey, mm-hmm. Yeah, come to the room. Cool.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to tap you on the shoulder. Hey, here. Dude, hey, go to this guy right here. He's going to give you 30 grand right now. All right, I'm going to text him. Don't worry about it. You're all good. I mean, that's how easy it was. No go-between. I'm just going right to Johnny because he's hanging out at a club, and I'm going to give him a drink, and he's going to go, yeah, that's great. I'm like, I like being – I'm a simple guy. I like the simple things in life. I'm not someone that needs a lot. You know, I like to buy hats all the time. I like that. I like new sweatpants. I like all that. But I'm a pretty simple guy. I'm like, yeah, sure. Let's do it. But when you're Johnny Manziel, man, you got to have, okay, you want me to do something, you got to talk to this guy, okay? You got to talk to this guy. And not my dad or not this or not somebody else. No, you got to talk to this guy because he's the one that's going to be the business person. He's the one that's going to get a fair deal for me. He's looking out for me so I can be Johnny Manziel. And really, that's why some people fail, because they just don't have that and they're not ready for adulthood, you know, one way or another. And that was Johnny Manziel. He's going to be 50 years old, and he's still going to be called Johnny, just like Johnny in The Karate Kid. He's still going to be calling him Johnny when he's 50 years old. They call him that in Cobra Kai. And it's going to be Johnny, and he's going to seem like a 50-year-old frat guy. And that's what it's going to be. He's going to be a 60-year-old frat guy and a 70-year-old frat guy. That's going to be Johnny Manziel, because he never got the right ushering into how to be an adult in the national and deal with the expectations of your talent and how to maximize it. He just never had that. I mean, he's going to be 75 years old. Hey, Johnny. Yes, what is it? Johnny, I'm 75. You can call me John. No. You're Johnny. That's what it's going to be. I got a cousin. His name is Jimmy. He's 42 years old. We still call him Little Jimmy. All right, it's still because his dad is Big Jimmy, right? He's Little Jimmy when he was 10. We called him Little Jimmy. We call him Little Jimmy now. He's 42 years old. He's a fireman. He's been a fireman for 20 years. He's Little Jimmy. Hey, Little Jimmy, what's happening? Hey, how you doing? Sometimes you got to be able to break out from that identity, and Johnny Manziel couldn't do it. Sorry, Little Jimmy.
He'll always be Johnny. It's Uncle Johnny. Tell me a story. Well, you know, I used to get a couple of bucks. Look, I think he's a good storyteller, though. I mean, the guy, if he really wanted to, could jump into a media series pretty fast here.
Mm-hmm.
Media
mm-hmm.
career, I think.
Yeah. If he likes telling stories like that, sure.
I mean, I don't know how many you got.
He's going to give A&M the death penalty, but he'll tell some really entertaining stories.
Well, I'm sure he's entertaining and all sorts of stuff. And obviously, he comes from money, so that's the other thing. It's not the dollars and cents that he's stressing about, right? Like this was just an extra, all right, I'll do it so I can do it kind of thing. So, look, ride the Lightning. Just, I always wish we could have seen him actually try to make it as an NFL quarterback and and not wash out as he did.
He had his chance. I mean, despite all his problems, though, he had his chance. Every single problem. Still, people were dying for him to succeed because he was such a cult hero out of Texas A&M and winning the Heisman Trophy and with Cleveland and checking his cell phone on the field before games. I mean, everybody still wanted to see him succeed, and that's what's so baffling about this is that even though he made so many mistakes, it wasn't like you make a couple of mistakes and you're done. And we're going, no, this was, you made so many mistakes, dude, and people still want to see you succeed. They still want to see you do it. That's the hardest part, man. That's the real hardest part about Johnny Manziel.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Early on, it is the Suns with a 5-2 lead over the Lakers. And Skylar Astin sang the national anthem before the game tonight. Skylar Astin, who, of course, is most famous as Jesse from Pitch Perfect.
Who?
So I almost, instead of the national anthem, would like to hear him do the Bright Lights Big City that he did at the end of Pitch Perfect for the trebles in the finale. Bright lights in the big city. He could do the whole thing with the troublemakers.
That's kind of interesting.
Whole thing. He could stand up and say, listen, we've heard the national anthem how many times? Thousands, right. How about me and my friends? I got Donald. I got everybody. A bumper's not here. He left, right? Went to go be a backup singer for John Mayer. Yes, I've seen Pitch Perfect 1,000 times. How about we do Bright Lights Big City, our big finale, and you could tell us if we were better than the Bellas. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Now, that would be something. Hey, we're going to delay tip-off because we've got a special thing. And then all of a sudden, it's the sing-off.
We got 3 minutes of Bright Lights Big City a cappella from the ending of Pitch Perfect for you.
Well, I was thinking we could bring them all out. Here comes Anna Kendrick and Rebel Wilson. Everybody else suddenly shows up, and now we've got a big sing-off.
Seems
it's like a bonus for all those folks that
prize.
Weren't allowed to be in a stadium for a year.
Exactly. Sorry, Lakers, we'll tip off in about 15 minutes. We have the finale here. And don't forget the Socapellas are also going to compete here. Yes, Scott, maybe he's the good luck charm they need. Maybe that could be what it is. You never know. Got Rocky and juice boxes. You never know.
Never can
so
know.
The season for the Portland Trail Blazers has just ended. They lose to the Nuggets 4-2 in a game that counts because it was TNT. Really, it's a 2-2 series. It's like a 2-1 series because half the series is on NBA TV, so that doesn't count. But the Nuggets win at 126-115. Nikola Jokic, 36 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. He goes to town when Yusuf Nurkic has to go to the bench and foul with foul trouble, and a big Blazers lead turns into a big Nuggets lead. Now, here's the thing, is you look at this Blazers team, and yes, Damian Lillard gets a lot of attention, rightfully so, because Damian Lillard's a bleeping superstar, and he's 30 years old, and he's still got 3 good more years left in his prime. C.J. McCollum is a pretty good shooting guard, right? Nurkic is a pretty good center, right? You go went and got Norm Powell at the deadline. He's a pretty good small forward. Carmelo Anthony is showing you that, you know, I can still play a little bit here, right? He scored 14 off the bench tonight. The Blazers are a good team. Do they need more bench? Absolutely. They don't really have a bench. You have to be able to fill it out because they don't really have anybody else. But if the Blazers went out and got their own Tom Thibodeau, they would be a team in the top of the Western Conference next year and really difficult to beat because they have everything they need. They have offensive firepower. They have a good enough big man. They have 2 guards in the backcourt that are really difficult to stop. You got Melo, who's shown I can come off the bench, still give you instant offense. This is a good team, and they have underachieved. And it's a case of look at what happened to the Knicks when they went out and got Tom Thibodeau. Right? It was night and day. Right? It was an absolute night and day situation. So look at the improvement they made. All right, and now you have Terry Stotts, who's been there for 9 years, and yes, you're going to the playoffs, but is that still really enough, or is it time to go out and say, let's go get our Tom Thibodeau, let's get a guy with some kind of system, whether it's defensively or otherwise, that's going to bring out the most in this team, because they have really underachieved, especially with this talent, they've underachieved.
How about the next phase? We talked about it a little bit last week, that Popovich leaves San Antonio, Becky Hammon takes over there, and then he goes out to Portland.
I tell you, every first phone call I make if I need a head coach is to Greg Popovich. Whether you're the Celtics, you're right about first phone calls are Greg Popovich. That's that first phone call.
You feel like
telling
moving?
Twitter it out about a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. Yeah. What about? Are we just days away from the first female coach in the NBA? That's coming up next right here. Fox.